Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My dear friends, we are now in the first Sunday of Lent, this holy season of Lent. And why is it a holy season? It's a holy season, my friends, because during these 40 days of preparation for Easter and the Passiontide, we will be praying, fasting, and giving alms, bringing down many graces on us. So this is a time, as St. Paul tells us, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now it's time for us to do what we have to do to save our soul and the souls of so many others. And we too, as we know in these temptations of Jesus today, the world, we need to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the concupiscence of the flesh, and the concupiscence of the eyes. These are the three enemies of our soul, and we need to overcome them. And the devil uses these three, as we'll see in the temptations of Jesus. And we see how the flesh, the love of sensuous things, how we must curtail that and put it into subjection and not be ruled by all the sensual things around us that lead us especially into sin. Normal sensuality, of course, we're allowed to have some enjoyment, but not to go to excess, and certainly not to have any kind of sexual sins that were not allowed. So we see that in the flesh, the love of sensuous things, the concupiscence of the eyes. And by the way, concupiscence, of course, are the inordinate desires that we have had as a punishment for original sin. So we've been filled with these concupiscences, as it were, where the body is stronger than the soul. And in order to overcome the body, we need to make our soul stronger and put the body into subjection, or else the concupiscences will be ruling us. It's like the tail wagging the dog. The dog's supposed to wag the tail, not the tail wag the dog. But we see in many of us, the concupiscences wag us and push us to commit so many sins. So the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, the love of this world's goods that dazzle our eyes. And we see this in the temptation of Jesus today. Jesus is brought up to the top of the mountain. He says, "All this I will give you," the devil says to him. Then we have the pride of life. We have confidence in ourselves, in all that we can become. We can do everything by ourselves. We become very vain. And we have the overconfidence in ourselves, where the Lord told us in John 15:5, "Without me you can do nothing." So if we're going to do anything during this season of Lent, we're going to need the grace of God. And that's why we need prayer, much prayer. And that's why we need to do some fasting to control our inordinate appetites. All right, prayer, fasting, and alas, to be almsgiving, to give some of our riches that we have in excess to the poor. This is always a good thing. As you know, the gospel tells us, charity covers a multitude of sins. A multitude of sins. So take care of the many good causes that you have in this world that you know you should take care of. So many people in need. This morning I said Mass at the cathedral, and we had a wonderful explanation of the church in need. The church in need, which goes about to all the places in the, especially in the Near East, where we have the Muslims who have caused all kinds of havoc with the Christians, and how their churches were burned, their houses were burned, and they have nothing. And the priest says, the one thing they're very pleased with, at least we're alive. They were so grateful because they stepped over dead bodies as they escaped the wrath of these Muslim hordes who try to destroy the Catholic Church and destroy them, pushing them to their religion. So we have to do some almsgiving as much as we can, especially to those who are in need. All the temptations are from these three: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus is tempted, taking the first one to the flesh, to make these stones into bread. And of course he says, not on bread alone does man live, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So this is what we should say to ourselves when our body craves certain things. Not on bread alone do I need to live, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's the only important thing, the word of God. And this is what we've been given in our faith. How blessed we are to be Catholics. How blessed we are to have the beautiful scriptures that we have. What wonderful teachings. And of course, this should make us want to even pray that so many would enter the Catholic Church. We are only in the Catholic Church, as the Church teaches. Outside the Church, there is no salvation. So we ought to do that during this time, to pray that people would enter the Catholic Church, especially if any people in our family, to pray that they, with the Holy Rosary, to pray that they would come into the Catholic Church. Then the pride of life, and the devil takes him up to the temple and says, all this is cast thyself down, because he says the angels will take care of you. And of course the Lord says that this is not, if we don't survive on ourselves, we cannot tempt God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The Lord cannot be tempted. We don't presume that God's going to perform a miracle for us if we're going to be on top of a pinnacle of the temple and throw ourselves down. So the devil tempted Jesus, and Jesus answered, of course, with the word of God. And the eyes, devil brings him up to a very high mountain and says, all these I will give to thee. And the Lord says, the Lord thy God shall thou adore, and him only shall thou serve. So this is, again, answering the devil's temptations. We need to only serve the Lord thy God. There's no other person we should serve. Remember what the catechism tells us, the first catechism question, why did God made you? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him in the next. How many people don't know that basic teaching? Why we were born? Why am I here? Because we're to know, to love, and serve God, and then to be happy with him in heaven. And that's why the Lord answers him, the Lord thy God thou shalt adore, and him only shalt thou serve. So we're now in the holy season of Lent, and we see how we have to be purified of our sins and all of our inordinate desires with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The Lord says that unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. So if we don't do penance, which would be those three things, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and do to restrain our inordinate desires, our flesh, we're not going to be saved. Unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. So Our Lady said the same thing at Fatima. She sent the little children, the angel of Fatima, and if you want to say a most simple way of reminding us of how much penance we must do is what the angel said to the little children. It is so filled with meaning. Make everything a sacrifice. Make everything a sacrifice. All right, if you got a little backache, a little pain, a little hunger pain, all right, a little tiredness, make it a sacrifice. If you don't want to do something, sacrifice. Do all the things your state in life obliges you, as parents, as fathers and mothers, and so forth. Do all your duties as best you can, especially the ones you don't want to do. Right? Make everything a sacrifice. That simple little phrase sums it all up. All the learned theological argumentation for penance and the need for penance is summarized in that word, the words of the angel. Make everything a sacrifice. Getting out of bed in the morning, that's not easy, my friends, as you all know. make it a sacrifice. And if you look and wake up in the morning and you can't, you look at the day you have and say, oh no, not another day, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, Just make them all sacrifices. You gotta do them anyway. And by the way, God has ordained your life and your daily schedule, and there's nothing that happens to you that is not either willed by God or allowed. So you can get merit from it. Everything you do, you get merit for it. You accept it and you do the best you can, you endure it, and so on. You will get merit for everything. Making breakfast for the children, or having a breakfast that's not pleasing to you, especially during this time of Lent, when you have maybe a simple breakfast of just bread and coffee or something like that. No bacon and eggs and all that, omelets and so forth, and quiches and so forth. You know, you offer it up, because in Lent we're supposed to have fasting, which would, of course, for adults, would be one full meal and two light meatless meals. At least that's the way it used to be in the old days. I don't think it's changed. So we offer that up. So everything that happens to you, the doorbell rings, the telephone rings, and people come and see you, blah, 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 and you don't feel like talking to them, make it a sacrifice. Everything. To those who love God, all things work for good. And all the things that happen to you during your day can be meritorious for souls and for yourself, and bring down many blessings from God. That's why it's such a wonderful thing, my friends, to be alive. Because, especially for all of us that are getting a little older, we don't know how much time we have. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Every day is a day for your salvation and the salvation of souls. How about that? And you can offer up all these sacrifices to Our Lady, as she said at Fatima. Again, a very simple, yet profound saying by the Blessed Mother. Very, very, very profound in light of what I've just said. Very profound. Pray and sacrifice. That's what Our Lady says, is pray and sacrifice. Why? For many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So you make it your business every day, you're going to pray and sacrifice everything you have to do, and everything you do and everything that happens to you, make it a sacrifice. You offer it up to Our Lady, and many souls will be saved. You won't see it. You won't see it in this life. All right? They tell the story of St. Francis. St. Francis told the brothers, the preachers think that by their preaching, they're gaining all these souls. And when they think that they've done a good job of preaching and many souls come back, they get puffed up with pride, St. Francis says. And he says, oh no. It's not the preachers who are saving the souls, but he says it's the brothers in this behind the scenes praying and sacrificing in the monastery and the friaries, praying and sacrificing for souls. And then the brother says, well, why doesn't God tell them? Tell them all the good that they're doing, how much good their sacrifices and prayers are doing. And St. Francis says, oh no, it would make them too proud. So we think we're doing nothing every day. All the sacrifices, all the prayers that you do, you think you're doing nothing. But you're doing everything, because you're doing only the things that God has allowed you to do that day. All the things that come to you that day, God has permitted or willed, so you just do them. And you offer them up to Our Lady. Many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So, my dear friends, this is why Lent is such a holy time, because we'll bring down many graces on ourselves and others, and we'll save many souls. Many souls. If you look around at the world and you wonder why God isn't doing something to change this world, why is He allowing this and why is He allowing that? Well, because it gives us an opportunity to save the world. He's given it to us. What a beautiful chance we have. And if we do what we're supposed to do, we'll get much merit and get a very high, get into heaven first of all, and then get a very high place in heaven and save many, many souls. My dear friends, it doesn't get any better than that. Pray and sacrifice for souls and make everything a sacrifice. And of course, it goes without saying to pray your rosary, to get the grace to be sacrificial and to be penitential. Only with God's grace can you do these things. You can't do it otherwise. Pray the rosary, as I say, morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. And you'll bring down many graces for yourself and for others. Have a very beautiful, good Lent, and may the Lord bless you.